catalog now.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still have a pirate radio story I want to tell when we get a chance. 800-259-9231, that your calls are the primary element if you make them. And you can also visit our website at freetalklive.com, where you can influence the stuff we talk about on the show when we don't have phone calls. So you can submit show prep suggestions via news. You can use news articles or videos or blog posts, whatever it is you put into the system. It appears on our site. Listeners like you can then vote up or vote down on how they feel about that particular item. And then the most popular stories will be voted to the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And it's all totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. So, Sam, yesterday we were at the local courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, to provide support for a young activist who had the courage to declare his sovereignty. He first stood up against, for himself and disobeyed cannabis laws, the cannabis statutes. And was arrested for that. He went to trial, was found guilty, was given 30 days to appeal, decided against it. He decided he wanted to declare his sovereignty. That's what he did. And it was during that declaration of sovereignty that there were multiple activists, probably at least three of us with video cameras, that had gone into the court lobby. Now, this is the same court lobby where you were arrested a year plus ago, about a year and a, or so ago, for recording video. And there are these signs up, these unsigned orders by someone in the court. It was never really determined who.
Nope.
Although you got an answer, I think, yesterday. It's never really officially been determined because nobody signed the orders. But the order says that you can't use video cameras in, you can't take video in the court lobby. And, of course, just to add icing to the cake, they have put up their own video cameras now. So the government guys have their cameras up all over the courthouse. And yet we're still not allowed to have cameras in the same room where there are at least two cameras mounted, the two cameras that may be movable. I don't know. But either way, they are surveilling the entire place.
And it's important to point out that this is a common area. You have to use it to go through to get to other areas of City Hall. So it's not
other
like
non-court-related
exclusive
area.
To the court. Yeah, it's a lobby.
So we're there. He's giving this declaration of sovereignty. We're recording. Then the court bureaucrats decide to take issue with the fact that people are recording in the court lobby, and they start threatening people. Well, because people weren't really ready to make that stand on that day, they backed down at that point. You, however, were outside the court in a place where you had been told previously by the head of security that you could be, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
You were standing outside the door to the court. There's a small window, maybe a 8x8 window or something like that in the door that you were recording through. And so one of the court bureaucrats decides to wobble on over to where you are, or waddle, I guess, would be a more appropriate term. And he goes out the door and starts having words with you. What happened there?
Gosh, I don't remember what he said.
There was a lot being said.
Yeah, the typical response is, well, you already know. You can't film in here. It's already been decided. The sign's up there. And so I go through the thing again. Well, what sign? Whose order is it? Well, Judge Burke's order. Oh, so Burke's sign. Well, where's the signed copy? Have you ever seen one? Well, no. And then he tries to tell me that it's now illegal to film through the window. So there's a window behind me. I turn around and say, well, what if I was in that apartment building over there, had my camera aimed through this window, through the window in the door, and was filming in the lobby? Would you be able to come into my house and harass me for filming? What if I was outside on Central Square?
He didn't want to answer that one, did he?
No, he walked away from that one. Oh, you guys don't make any sense. I'm like, yeah, it's hard to compete with logic, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and then he adds in, I don't know the exact where this one came in, but he adds in at one point that, you know, and paraphrasing, he said something to the effect of, well, you know, if you guys, I like a lot of what you say. If you just work within the system, I might vote for you. And then moments later, he goes back into the court lobby.
Yep.
You go back up to the window with the camera to continue filming.
He puts his hand up to the glass.
Right.
And while I'm standing there filming from about 6 inches back from the door, he opens the handle and pushes it as hard as he can into my camera.
Yeah, he jacks that door open and hits your camera directly with the metal door. And then he comes out and laughs at you.
Yeah, and he did all of this in front of police who were in the lobby on the other side of the door. He knew I was there, so it was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And we start saying, hey, are you going to – this is – well, he also was blocking the door while he's standing there telling me that, you know, he makes up the law and he does – they do whatever they want, basically, or whatever the judge tells them. There are people trying to get out. He's blocking the door. I allege disorderly conduct as a private citizen, which meets the statute. And the cops there don't want to do anything about that.
She was standing right there. The cop was right there. One of the detectives from the local police was right there seeing the entire thing. And, of course, they use their discretion every time when it's one of their buddies.
The city attorney walks by. I say, hey, do you want to do anything about this liability? And he just thinks it's funny and laughs. Oh, you free staters again. Here you go.
So that happened, and it was all caught on video.
Yep.
I mean, you got the footage. It hasn't been released yet. I know you're thinking of different ways to package it and put it together, but when it comes out, it's going to be great. So thanks to that court jackball for and apparently your camera is okay, but it did take a good hit.
Yeah, oh, it did. I watched the footage of it, but I have carbon fiber rods with pads on them in the front, so
thank goodness
took the impact.
Yeah. I mean, what, a $10,000 camera? $20,000?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It's an expensive camera. It's a monster camera. And this guy took some jollies out of jacking the door into it. He really got off on that.
And he
he doesn't get to act like, a lot of those guys in those positions, and I don't know this guy specifically, but a lot of them wish that they would have made it to be real cops.
Oh, a lot of them were real
cops. They're making $10 an hour, a lot of them.
A lot of them are retired cops.
Maybe so, but
it's true.
Some of them really wish that they would have made it. You know, I mean, I've seen that phenomenon a great deal with correctional officers.
So 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and I just thought it was particularly interesting that it was moments after he tried to appeal to us by saying, well, I'd vote for you. If you guys would just work in the system, you know, if you just do it the way I think you should do it, I'd vote for you, or I might vote for you, or something. I don't remember his exact phraseology, but he was trying to dangle his vote out in front of us like a carrot, like, oh, don't you want my vote?
Oh,
isn't that so important?
We'll turn the camera off now.
Right. Yeah, right. Apparently you think I can't count.
So that was the encounter. Certainly not as eventful as the 12 arrests that happened the day before it, but I thought that the flippant attitude, the rudeness, the assault, a clear case of assault. He attacked, essentially attacked you with a metal door.
Yeah, and then when I pushed back on the door because he was still pushing on it, you know, trying to force me into the wall and I'm holding my camera, he warns me that I better not do that or that's assault.
Defend yourself.
To push back and keep him from pushing me and the camera into the wall and between the door and the wall.
Amazing.
Exactly the same thing he was doing, but with half the force, just enough to stop him from continuing.
So then the lady
cop. They probably
would
have arrested to hit you for the assault.
Oh, yeah. He threatened to.
So then the female cop that was right there, we again ask her, are you going to do anything about this? Of course, I don't ever expect them to do anything.
No. But it's just their oath and their word of honor that they pledged to do that when they see someone breaking the law.
Right, it's just for the effect of the video, basically, to ask those questions, because you know what they're going to do. She busily runs out of the building, basically. Mm-hmm. We follow her downstairs, just, you know, peppering her with questions about her oath and all that. And she goes outside, and a couple of her boys were waiting for her, a couple of her cop buddies were waiting for her in a car, and she gets in the back like she's some sort of celebrity, and they peel away. It was crazy. Anyway, lots of fun here. You can go to freekeen.com. When the video is available, it will be posted there.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, pirate radio story. Normally, you don't hear about the operators of pirate radio stations, but there's one in Worcester, Massachusetts, that has been profiled. And we'll tell his story coming up here in a few moments. He's a hero. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got our shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head on over to shrine.com. www.freetalklive.com and see for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
For those of you who have purchased Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com, I want to thank you, and I hope that it's useful for you in taking your cases to court, or, you know, for that matter, watching over your attorney who's taking your cases to court. For those of you who haven't purchased it, Jurisdictionary is it's essentially public education for the legal system. They don't teach you about this stuff in school. They don't teach you the important ability to take things to trial in the American judicial system. Jurisdictionary will do that for you, and it can do it for the average eighth grader in less than 24 hours. It's by no means just for an eighth grader. I'm just saying that, you know, somebody who has an eighth grade education or above can understand this. It's Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I have always been a fan of pirate radio. And at a recent radio convention I attended, that the Talkers New Media Seminar, it's the talk radio event of the year, if you will. It happens in New York City, and our lovely amplifiers, wonderful amplifiers, pay to send us down there. Mark, you couldn't go this year because we had to split conventions. You were at the Liberty Forum. I was at in New York at the Talkers convention. And so during the convention, I got to speak, which was great. And by the way, the video for that is actually up now at talkers.com. So people can go and see that if they want to, if they're interested in the kind of workings of the industry. But they put the entire event up online for people to watch, which I think is really cool of them. And the very last speech, there was somebody who was talking about the future of radio, and he's one of the big name program directors in the country in the industry. He's a real big name, and he had a pirate radio shirt on the entire time during the speech. He had a T-shirt on underneath his overshirt or whatever it was that he was wearing. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but I asked him about it later on, and he was talking about how there was this pirate station out in California where he lives that had been on the air for a long time, and they got raided. And so he went down there to check out their studio after they had gotten raided, and he was saying really nice things about pirate radio. So it's nice to know that I'm not alone in the industry in my appreciation for the outlaws of the dial, so to speak. But it's very rare that you actually get to learn something about a pirate radio operator. Usually when they go down, you know, there's a blurb in the newspaper about it or something, and you don't really get into a lot of detail. Well, Worcester, the Telegram, telegram.com. And by the way, Worcester is spelled W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R, the most annoying town name in all of New England, in my opinion.
I think they do it the same way in England, though. They pronounce Worcester as Worcester. And, you know, I didn't name this stuff, but I have to agree, Ian.
Worcester? Anyway, the Federal Communications Commission has issued a second cease and desist order against a pirate FM radio station, which also is receiving criticism from a Maine South neighborhood activist for promoting after-hours parties. Flava 105.5, a reggae and hip-hop station in business for about 2 years, was notified by the FCC on April 15th that it does not have an FCC-issued radio license and should immediately shut down its operations. The notice was sent to station manager Leroy Simon Jr. at the station's office, located in an office building. Located in an office building at 18 Grafton Street. The FCC had sent a similar notice to Flava 105.5 a year ago when the station's transmitter was located in a private home at 4 Camasa Terrace in Worcester. So this guy, there's more to the story here, but this guy's great. He gets a notice, a threatening letter from the FCC a year into his operation. So he was operating his station for a good year before they finally got around to doing something about it. And so he just moves his transmitter to another location, and then it takes him another year to come around and give them the same threat, basically. Said Mr. Simon, "We are no longer on the air. We are not in business." When asked how the radio station could be out of business when it was on the air on Thursday and its website was still active, Mr. Simon replied, "I only run the internet business. The website is up." He refused to answer additional questions. The station was still operating as of last night, and the story was written just, I believe, a few days ago. Yeah, the 24th. Flava 105.5 generally operated every day starting at about 5 p.m. Now, that's interesting. So they weren't even doing a 24-hour operation, although music could be heard 24 hours a day on its website, flava105.com. Its radio signal could be heard in all of Worcester and parts of adjacent suburbs with local disc jockeys. The station played reggae, hip-hop, soul calypso, and other types of Caribbean music. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
That's either way up to you.
Okay. Yeah. So clearly, this gentleman, Mr. Simon, was serving a need in the community, serving a desire in the marketplace for this kind of music, this format that the powers that be in the radio business at large have determined that it's not commercially viable, or whatever it is they determine about it.
And that's exactly what they've determined, that it's not commercially viable, that they can't run their particular business model on, with that thing. You've got the general manager, the sales manager, the production director, and all these other things that the secretaries, the traffic directors, the jocks, and all this other stuff that goes into it. They can't make it work with their business model. Well, Free Talk Live didn't work with a regular business model either. And I don't even know that we are, at this point, still not working with the regular business model.
We never would have gotten this show off the ground had we not been willing to come in and do it for free for a big radio company in the beginning. We never would have gotten this show ever had we demanded a paycheck up front or something like that.
You need people that are willing to try different stuff in the marketplace. And, yes, some people want to hear reggae music. What's wrong with that?
The FCC served two other cease and desist orders to local unlicensed radio stations this month, according to the commission's records. So you're talking about three pirate radio stations down in the Worcester area. That's pretty cool. On April 12th, they issued a cease and desist order to The Word 102.9, a Ghanaian station operated by Kwaku Boateng, also in Worcester. The station was not broadcasting yesterday, and no one answered its phone. The station's website, wordonlineradio.com, was still working yesterday, and local Twi language talk was available at a click. On April 8th, the FCC ordered Jose Zavala to cease and desist operating an unlicensed radio station at 102.7 with a transmitter located in Webster, Massachusetts. Attempts to contact Mr. Zavala were unsuccessful. So usually that's what happens when somebody gets one of these threats. The news goes out. The FCC puts out a press release. The word is that, they shut down, so that's that for that station. And so those two stations, there's not much to say about them besides that, they were on. The FCC threatened them, and now they're gone. But this other guy's station is still on the air, and so it's the pirates that continue to press on despite the threats of the FCC that are the real heroes. According to the FCC's website, operating an unlicensed radio station is punishable by steep fines, seizure of equipment,
which they can't enforce. They really have no way to enforce these fines.
That's my understanding of it. And I haven't done a deep research into the history of people that have been fined for doing pirate radio. I imagine some people just pay because they don't know that they can't be enforced. But there's a paper that was written up by I think it was Free Radio Berkeley people about the FCC and the fact that no one has ever really challenged this.
Yeah, the right to free speech.
More coming up. We'll talk more about it in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for ventilation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including various different ways to listen in. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, as well as our webcam and even listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance, and it's free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com, and again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
Mom shows you her love by cooking only the best. Do you want to know how you can return the favor? George's Famous Baklava. Mother's Day is May the 9th this year, and get her George's Famous Baklava. It's walnut baklava with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fresh and delicious. Order at mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com. It's a Greek Orthodox Church has actually added George's Famous Baklava to its revised lists of new sins. So, George's Famous Baklava.
All right, so we continue here with a story about pirate radio out of the Worcester area. There's a heroic pirate radio operator that has been broadcasting for 2 years. He received a threat about a year back from the FCC demanding that he turn off his radio station because he doesn't have their permission slip. But he did not. Apparently, he did turn it off for a short time and then moved the station and turned it back on. And apparently, he's not even operating wasn't even operating 24 hours a day, but even operating on a partial schedule, he was operating enough to build an audience, even just doing evenings, basically. And he had
lots of stations run partial, you know, they're not all day. I mean, it happens.
Not that many stations.
I mean, daytime operation is common.
There's some daytime AM stations, but not on the FM band, Mark.
No, not on the FM at all.
We're talking about FM here.
Right, but I mean, you're just talking about where they have actual live talent in there, and they're not just playing music off the computer.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. In his case, that's what he's doing, and that's why he built the audience, because radio is a personality-driven format.
And he was also out there promoting. They're going to talk about how he got out into the community to promote his radio station. And he's apparently, even though the FCC has threatened him again, he's still operating the station. And he's claiming they're not on the air, but when pointed out that the radio station was still on the air, he says, well, I only handle the internet side of things. So apparently he's handed it off now to probably one of his buddies and moved the transmitter again, but I'm not positive on all the details. Nonetheless, he's still on the air. His website, flava105.com. So according to the story here at Telegram.com, pirate stations are not unique to Worcester. Just this year, the FCC has issued cease and desist orders against unlicensed radio stations and then lists a whole bunch of other areas in New England, as well as dozens of other stations across the country. The chairman of the Maine South Alliance for Public Safety said he blew the whistle on Flava 105.5 within the last year and complained to the federal agency again this year. So it's one busybody, at least one busybody, who's responsible for this. And that's the truth. If no one complains about your pirate radio station, the FCC won't ever find out about it. They don't have listening posts. They did a long time ago, as I recall, but they don't have near the amount of stations around the country that they used to as far as listening or FCC offices. And if they do have an FCC office, they're not listening and scanning the band for unlicensed operators. It's just not what they're doing. I mean, these are government bureaucrats. So somebody gives them a tip, then they typically follow up on it, but it takes them a while.
Yeah,
as
quite some time
out.
Usually.
So the busybody says he has nothing against the station's music, but he opposes shows and after-hours parties that the radio station has promoted in the Maine South neighborhood. They can play whatever they want, he said, but they've been sending out slick flyers for shows in my neighborhood and promoting the shows on the air. Those shows have caused all kinds of problems. He said the radio station regularly promotes shows at a restaurant, which has a large function hall in the rear of the building. As of Friday, the radio station's website was promoting two events at the site, and the station was promoting a show at a club on Main Street, as well as a hip-hop concert in Miami. I'm not quite sure what the problem with that is. Anyway, the Worcester police...
Well, he doesn't want this stuff going on in his neighborhood. Now, first off, what do you think the ethnicity of people who are listening to the station is and are going to these after-hours parties?
White teenagers?
Yeah, well, they may very well be white teenagers, it may be white teenagers, actually. But white teenagers are about as desirable as any other ethnic minority, except for, white people.
And my question is, well, what if, say, he's promoting a concert or an event at a bar or restaurant or somebody's house? What does that have to do with, what does the party getting out of control or causing problems or whatever have to do with him promoting it on the radio? He shouldn't be held responsible for the way his advertisers handle an event.
Absolutely right. The local police lieutenant said that the Worcester Police Lieutenant Johnson, the department's liaison to the City Licensing Commission, said he had seen Flava 105.5 signs at some shows that had problems with underage drinking.
And that has what to do with the radio station? Come on. I mean, Ian, you and I worked for a radio station group that had six stations, and they advertised all kinds of nightclubs and different hot spots and parties and the fair and all kinds of events. Do you think that any way we would have been smeared if we would have advertised an event where people would have gone and then some of them might have been underage drinking? Do you think that would have been mentioned in the news?
No, not at all.
No. It's ludicrous.
Well, also, they were serving alcohol after they were supposed to have closed. It's this radio station is promoting anarchy.
That's really the problem.
The fact is, it still wouldn't matter, though.
I mean, I don't think they were running promos saying, come here, teens, and drink underage, or we're going to stay open late. It seems unlikely he would do that because it would bring attention to the parties. It would bring unwanted attention. Anyway, the police lieutenant said, we had some problems about a year ago. They've apparently been doing some promotions for after-hours parties. Lieutenant Johnson said he didn't know of any connection between Flava 105.5 and problems at the restaurant, although he did note that police have been called there seven times since January. Correlation is not causation. Flava's place on the dial has also been an issue for a Fitchburg talk radio station that recently began broadcasting its AM signal on the FM dial. The station's manager says, I'm not sure how much they were affecting us, but we might have lost a little audience on our southern end. It's fine if it's just on the internet, but when you've got a radio station like ours that pays the fees, has a license, follows the rules, pirate stations like this shouldn't be allowed to crowd our signal. They corrupt the airways for the stations around them.
Well, no, he's got a point there because of, you know, his signal is being stepped
Wait
on.
Wait a second. you know where Fitchburg is?
A long ways away. Yeah.
Well, Fitchburg's about an hour and a half from here, but it is a long way from Boston. I don't think there's two.
Worcester and Fitchburg. Not Boston.
Worcester's not that far. Still, it's not making that trip. There's no way. What is he running? 100,000 watt FM?
I don't think so. It's likely an FM translator, so it's probably just supposed to cover the market of Fitchburg, I would imagine. I can look into
5,000 watts?
No. Translators can't get that big.
Look, man, we worked at 105.9 WYNF, which was 4,700 watts coming out of Englewood, and it wouldn't make the trip sometimes to the studio in Sarasota inside the same county.
10 watts.
10 watts. Did this guy say that it wasn't? That he might be cutting off some of their western or their eastern signal?
He's got a construction permit for 150 watts, and if you go to radio-locator.com, it shows that the blue signal, there's different levels of gradation in the signal quality. There's red, there's purple, and there's blue. Red is the high-quality signal. Wherever you are in town, whether you're in a car or in a handheld radio, you're going to get a solid signal. Purple, you'd be better off in your car listening, not so great in your home. Blue, you can't hear that crap. You cannot hear a station in the blue signal range on these signal maps.
Not without a giant antenna set up for this.
And the very southern tip of the blue signal cuts into Worcester.
I could be in their sister city of Fitchburg's sister city of Leominster, broadcasting on their same dial pattern at 10 watts and not affect their signal.
10 watts, but we're talking about 150. The first transmitter was, it's 10 watts, but there's a construction permit for 150, so I think they're at 150 now.
Okay.
No, I just want to back
150 is nothing.
I want to back up to what the bureaucrats said about the after-hours parties and just point out that those are created by the government artificially setting this limit on when everyone must stop drinking, get in their cars, and go drive home, rather than just allowing the market to decide and letting the independent bar and club owners set the time when they want to close, decide when they want to stop selling alcohol, and have that freedom and be able to choose for themselves.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do there to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people on the radio as well. And one of the ways you can promote Free Talk Live is by starting your own radio station. If you're frustrated by the fact that your local talk station won't air any Free Talk Live, well, take matters into your own hands.
Well, don't do what this guy did and step on somebody else's signal.
He's not
find
stepping on anybody.
A little
the
bit.
The station that was complaining, first of all, the station that he was that you're alleging he was stepping on did not complain.
The quote from the station manager is,
I'm not sure how much they were affecting us, but we might have lost a little audience on our southern end. And we looked at the signal pattern, and they didn't lose any audience
at all.
Well,
not from where he was broadcasting, but how many watts was he broadcasting at?
The pirate?
Yeah.
We don't know.
And, you know, if his pattern went northward, which it must have, right?
It's pretty unlikely that a pirate's going to be at thousands of watts, though. Pretty unlikely.
But he could have been of hundreds, and that would have been cutting off something. It's hard to say what his pattern
maybe
was.
But
you need to be very careful if you're going to do something like this. You need to provide a service, not a detriment to the community.
This guy was providing a service. You look at the comments, and people were saying they love his music, they love the station. Obviously, there are going to be the haters out there that are just obedient state.
That's not what I'm talking about, Ian. What I'm talking about is don't step on someone else's signal. And it looks like there was a certain amount of stepping that was going on.
No, I don't think there was any stepping going on here, because you're talking about a station that was in another market entirely. Within the market this guy was in, Worcester, he was on a channel that was available. I don't think that that a guy broadcasting in Fitchburg and Leominster can expect that he's going to have an audience in Worcester.
It does seem unlikely.
Right. It's not where his signal is.
It's the communities in between that are really at issue. How much was he broadcasting at? How many of those communities would the guy who was broadcasting out of Leominster expect to reach? And how many was he stepping on in between? It's not Worcester, and it's not Fitchburg that we're talking about. It's the ones in between.
I don't think that's really an issue, because if that's a problem, they can put on their own transmitter and to their own town.
Don't leave it up to Ian's discretion, because he's always going to go with the pirate. So here's my advice to you out there. If you're going to start some community radio station, is to, A, look at the laws about Part 15.
There are always going to be transmitters in other towns, Mark. If you're going to put on a radio station and you're going to broadcast to your local area, it makes sense to just simply broadcast to that area and not concern yourself with the towns that are far, far away from you. I don't really even see why that's something you need to take into consideration. If you can't hear something from where you're broadcasting, then I don't really think that's...
You need to drive your signal pattern.
You do need to drive around and see what's going on. Yes, you need to drive around the town and make sure that nothing can be heard on that channel that you're looking at.
You know, guys, I'm sitting back listening to this conversation knowing that there are codecs and transmission methodologies out there that use multiple antennas to allow multiple signals on the same frequency or bandwidth to operate without stepping on each other, despite transmitting on the same signal. It uses, you know, some complex mathematics and so forth. That hasn't evolved because of the FCC's mandate. So you guys are arguing about a government-created problem as to what's the solution, when clearly freedom is the answer.
Interesting.
To let the market decide, and it would solve this problem. It already has. It did it decades ago. It was AT&T Labs that came up with this technology. It's been out there. It's not getting implemented because of the government.
Yeah. So I agree with you, Mark, though, that you should be a good neighbor. You shouldn't step on any radio stations in your area. But to worry about what happens out in BF Nowhere as far as what radio stations they can receive,
the people in BF Nowhere deserve
that.
To be serviced by the radio
stations.
Let them
service their own radio stations. They can put their own stations on the air.
And then they walk on everybody else. Stay off the occupied dial,
there's
people.
Plenty of room on the dial, Mark, in most places except for New York
City.
That's
my point. If there's plenty of room on the dial, don't step on anybody else's signal. That's all I'm saying.
But you can't really take into account what somebody else's signal is in a market you're not broadcasting toward.
You need
you're
to drive
your
signal.
You're talking about fringe
pattern.
People that are on the fringes of the signal. They don't matter. They don't. I'm sorry. They don't matter.
If the signal comes in when you drive your car, then you know that you're in an area where people can receive it. I'm not talking about fringe where people have to have a giant antenna to get it.
Okay, that's what
it
sounds like you're talking about.
No, it doesn't. Ian, if you would listen to what I'm saying, it doesn't
mean it. Because the fringe of this guy's signal was in another city.
Driving between just around New Hampshire, I go from spots where I have one station coming in, it switches to another, it switches back. So this is happening today. I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of it.
Right. Does the station in Boston that's broadcasting at 20,000 watts that makes the trip all the way over here to Keene, New Hampshire, I mean, if you go up just a little bit in elevation, you can receive this signal. Do they have the right to cover, Keene, New Hampshire with their 20,000 watts? Or do I have the right to, once I'm over the hill, flip my antenna on and have a town that is somewhat nearby have an issue picking up a Boston radio station?
What about the people that are used to getting that signal? What about the ones that have been getting that signal all this time? Now, you pick WBXY or whatever out of Boston. What if I've been listening to WBXY and it provides me with the service that I want, and then suddenly you turn on long-haired devil music that you love or whatever it is, and I feel as though I something's been taken from me. I have been harmed.
I can see where you're coming from on that, and I don't know how the marketplace would end up handling that. Maybe Sam's technology would end up solving the problem.
It sounds like it would.
And I tend to agree that you should do your best to drive around the area and make sure that the channel that you want to broadcast on is not occupied. But at the same time, there's only so far you can go with that. There's only so far out you can really concern yourself with. And if people in fringe areas want to hear Boston radio stations, maybe they should move closer to Boston.
Oh, come on.
1-800-259-9231. So you can learn more about doing your own thing over at pirate.freetalklive.com. We've set up a forum there and a resource with information about how you can avoid stepping on other people's signals and avoid some of the technical problems that can cause issues that might attract the FCC. You certainly don't want that to happen. And I think that I agree that there's something to being you definitely should do your best to be a good neighbor, but if you're on a crowded portion of the dial, and Worcester a little bit of a more crowded market than some other places.
Yep.
Then you've got to do what you can do.
What happened in this specific instance, Ian. Yeah. I'm just saying that you need to be aware of what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And who's out there?
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to your calls. Ty is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ty. Ty in Utah. Going once. Ty,
hey,
you're on the air.
So apparently the media is supposed to be unbiased or objective or whatever, and I realize every news outlet kind of has their own agenda. But I just wanted to talk about a website, which I'm not a part of at all, but I think could be a valuable resource, and I really want to get more liberty-minded people involved with it. It's called MediaFail.com, and basically, whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, whoever it is, if they're reporting something that's just completely out of whack or incredibly biased, or they're failing to report things that ought to be reported and ought to be exposed, you can go on there, create a little, I mean, with your profile or whatever, you create a little fail thing. You say, look, this media outlet failed in this regard, and then other people can vote. And basically, whichever you know, story gets the most votes is at the top of the list, and that's a way to kind of expose some of the bull crap that goes on with a lot of the news outlets. I created a Facebook
page. So is this your website?
This is not my website.
Okay.
I've created a Facebook group and page called Media Fail Liberty Community, and I'm just trying to get people to join it, and then that way we can kind of expose, like, if you see something in the media that's just completely out of whack or that's, you know, failing to address certain problems, you can kind of create your own fail and then put it on the Facebook group, and then all the other people in the group can see that, go and vote on it, and hopefully this will make a difference for liberty.
So it's kind of a similar. It's kind of a similar site to. I mean, as far as the structure, it's like a dig-like site, sort of like Free Talk Live is, where
right.
The amount of people that decide to fail an article creates a larger number of fails and pushes it up to the top of the website.
Exactly, and I mean, obviously, the media is supposed to be this, you know, fourth branch of government, right? A watchdog on the government.
So
obviously, they fail to do that, right? Obviously, they fail to do that a lot, and so this kind of acts as a watchdog on the media, sort of a check on them. But apparently, the problem is it's put on by some organization called Free Press, which I admit I haven't researched a lot about. Mm-hmm. But almost all the fails on there are coming from a very liberal Democrat point of view, and you know, there's some, a lot of them have a lot of valid points.
So you want to do a little bit of competition and bring more liberty, kind of
right.
Perspective. Do you feel it's worth the effort? I mean, the site isn't. I mean, it's not like it's the most popular site on the internet. It's no dig.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's so young right now that why don't we just populate it with more liberty-minded
people? You want to get in on the ground floor. Gotcha. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. I mean, we don't have the most popular site in the world, but ours is about 10 times the popularity as MediaFail. Anyway, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live Hour 3 is on the way.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.